Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Adrian Ott back on the show. Adrian is a long-time, 8-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Exponential Edge, award-winning author of The 24-Hour Customer. I'm looking at her copy of her beautiful book right now that we helped her launch. And she is an award-winning expert, folks, and such a great thought leader on how you can use technology to reach customers. And she's our good friend, Adrian Ott. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Great. It's good to have you back, as always. We've never talked about closed-loop customer discovery. Now, you're after 20, almost 21 years, for anybody to bring me anything that I've never talked about, that's a pretty good feat.
Yeah, well, this is a term that actually I coined. We started working with customers about a decade ago on building closed-loop customer discovery centers, but we never called it as such. And finally, I said, you know what? We need to name this because this is really relevant, and it really can it really changes the way you do business.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it is a set of technologies, but that's not the hard part. I mean, that can be done, but it's really an integrated approach and a process for your organization to operationalize the way you gather customer insights and how you approach your marketing. And it consists of several components. So first of all, you start with a customer survey on a pain point topic. Second, you do some kind of
you're talking about a physical answer my questions, and I'm going to record your answer survey. Not just an oral thing. This is a record. You're keeping records now.
Yeah, you're keeping records. So this
okay. I want to make sure people understand. This is not ad hoc. This is not ad hoc. Let's have a visit. We're going for data.
And this could be as simple as, or you can actually sit with the customer and do it if you want to.
Right. But you're recording it. Whatever they say, you're writing it down.
Absolutely. So this could be actually paper surveys. We've done that when we've been first designing sometimes, but it can be paper, it could be SurveyMonkey or one of those kind of tools.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of our larger customers, we've actually worked with them on more sophisticated tools to do this. But it's really something a small business can adapt just as well as a big business. But it's, you develop some kind of very thoughtful customer survey to get their feedback. The second thing is based on their responses, you do some kind of follow-up from sales. And it's either with targeted content based on their responses. So you may send them some content pieces about some articles, for example, pertaining to some of their weaknesses they identified or places where they said they need help. Or you could actually do a sales call. Go in and go in. But this really goes well beyond that. This is that's already been kind of established in most businesses. What you do then is you populate a knowledge base or a database with your customer survey responses. So then, as you start to populate this out, this becomes, for the customers, a give to get. In other words, you're saying to them, hey, fill out the survey, and we'll tell you how you stack up relative to your peers and what your peers are saying about this. And so
Why is that important to the customer?
Because they may want to know, how am I doing on this? How are some of my peers handling this very difficult topic?
Mm-hmm.
For example, when we first started this, we worked with a company that was in the data security space, and they were trying to figure – the customers were desperate to find out about how to implement Sarbanes-Oxley in their organization. These were small public companies.
It's important, folks, to say – These are business-to-business environments she's talking about. This is not B2C. This is B2B.
Yeah, but it could also work for B2C as well. But it has
but the
been
examples you're giving, the examples you're giving are B2B.
Right. Most of the folks we have worked with have been in the B2B space,
right.
But it can also
right.
apply to B2C.
Right. Okay.
Because it's going to be harder to follow up with consumers on
right.
These kind of things. But
consumers don't care what their peers think.
No, they don't care what their peers think. Good point.
It's all about me. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to tell you, I want you to get into the examples. You've got some great examples. We'll come back after the break.
Awesome.
You got to give us your website, Adrian.
ExponentialEdge.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called The 24-Hour Customer. It's outstanding, and I encourage you to check it out. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Adrienne. She's going to have some great examples of how you use the closed-loop customer discovery system.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.